Blog Talk Radio.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you were the one I held on to. And I never, never would have made it. Oh, I never could have made it.
Somebody just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm strong, I'm wise, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it. Tell them never could have made it. Oh, Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it. Never could have made it. I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong. I'm wise. I am better. So much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say it with me.
for Jesus. I played two songs for you. The first one that I played was Never Would Have Made It by Marvin Sapp. The second song was War by Charles Jenkins. Good evening to you, and thank God for Jesus. I'm Prophet Shirley Cain with When to Walk the Jesus Ministry, the ministry that helps the lost and the hopeless to find their way to Jesus. And may God forever bless you for pressing your way to join me on tonight. And I really appreciate your obedience, your sacrifice, and your love for Jesus. Because if you didn't love Jesus, you wouldn't be on here. And I would like you to know that I was under attack in my body for a minute there, and I thought that I was not going to make it. Oh, but my faithful God did miracles and supernatural healing and proven every word and every promise is true. Amazing things took place that I can't even describe in my journey. And God not finished with me yet. I'm still in the making, and I am still the finished product that has yet to come what God has for me. Here I am, a living witness, and believe it. I cannot tell it all, but I can tell you to trust God, to believe on him, to make every day count and expect the greater and watch God. And just to encourage each of you listening, don't ever think an ounce of the work that you do unto God is going to go unnoticed. God plans your destiny and the ministry that's in you. And it is so much competition out there. But this may sound funny, but see, many are called, but few are chosen. The harvest is not cultivated to the glory of God. If we look at the way of the world, it is not cultivated to the glory of God. And I want to encourage you to keep on, because God is not through raising you up. Know that the lady with the issue of blood, she knew that if she reached out to touch the hem of Jesus' garment, that something was going to take place. And what God is telling us to stretch out our faith, stretch for our desire, stretch for our miracle, stretch for our promotions, elevations, and our unlimited abundance and territory. And then you touch the hem of his overflowing reserves with your name on it. Amen. I'm going to play one more song, and I thank the caller that's holding on the line. I appreciate you very much for joining in with me, and may God bless you, and may this word just really, really, truly bless you and help you through the rest of your week or your night or whatever it does. Just let it bless you. I'm going to play this song by Andre Crouch, Let the Church Say Amen, and then we're going to get into this word. I have a word for you, and we're going to get into it. Amen.
I want to introduce to you right now to me, he is one of the best interpreters of song and spoken word. My friend, Pastor Marvin Wyman. Be blessed.
Everybody. So let the church
say
amen. Yeah. Can I get a
witness? Let the church
say amen. To what his plans are.
Let the church
to what his word is.
Amen.
God has
spoken. God has spoken.
Let the church
say amen.
Say
amen.
God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for this day, God, because this is the day that you have made. And we shall rejoice in this day, God, because I know, God, of the goodness and the mercies that you've shown us, God. First, you woke us up this morning. You able us to see another day. You've given us another opportunity to get it right. Lord, and I pray, God, as I disperse this word on tonight, that you would decrease me and increase you, God. Father, let you have your way, and God, let every word be from your downloaded from you, God. Father, and I just thank you for each and every listening ear. I thank you, God, that we'll be doers and not hearers of your word, God. Father, I thank you that we will be hearers and doers of your word, God. Father, and I just thank you this day, God, for whatever the rest of this week bring to us, God. Let it bring us peace, joy, and love and understanding, family gathering together, Lord, because they say that this is a holiday of freedom of the nation, but it's also the freedom that Jesus offered to us when he went on the cross. And, Lord, we are so grateful that he made us, he given us that freedom. And we just thank you, God, that your word will go forth and it will bless our souls. And the areas that we are weak and we will be delivered instantly from whatever may be attaching itself to us, God, that we can freely and fruitfully move around in this universe. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, amen. Our first scriptures, I have two scriptures I want to read. And the first one is going to come from Psalms 31, 19 through 20. And it says, how great is your goodness, which you have stored up for those who fear you, which you have wrought for those who take refuge in you. Before the sons of men, you hide them in the secret place of your presence from the conspiracy of man. You keep them secretly in a shelter from the strife of tongue. The second is going to come from Hebrews, the 10th chapter, the 35th through the 36th verse. Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. Excuse me 1 minute. I'm sorry. I've been interrupted. I'm sorry. Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. And that comes from Hebrews, the 10th chapter, the 35th through the 36th verse. And what we're going to talk about today is your cup running over, or does it have holes in it? Is your cup running over, or does it have holes in it? In that first scripture, we were telling about the goodness of God and how he looks out for us, how he's our refuge and our strength. And when we are not in that relationship with God, then that cup begins to have holes in it. See, when you do right, wrong always show up. People will hate you for truth. But you got to hold on to your truth no matter what the end will be, because, see, God will bring them back to you for that truth. Like the scripture was saying in Psalm 31 about you shall hide them in your secret place of your presence from the plots of man. You shall keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. So no matter what man bring to you or say to you, God will bring them back to you for that truth. The truth of the matter is we all have plenty of room for improvement. And that's what this word is about. It's about this 20th century. It's about becoming more of what the Lord God wants each of us to be. It's about coming out of bondage. It's about living living a sinless life. It's about connecting to Jesus and accepting him as your Lord and Savior. Now you can fill your cup with all the goodness, the blessings, the spiritual gifts that have been dormant. Your purpose will be fulfilled, and all the greatness that's in you, because you have lived how God has told you and how he has purposed us to live in our creation. He has purposed us all to be to live a sinless life, and it's a choice that we have to make. But somehow, many in the body of Christ, they are not giving all adoration totally to Jesus. They're not allowing the Holy Spirit to come in and set the atmosphere. Sometimes the Holy Spirit will still persevere, and it will still have its own way, because we can't stop God. He's the creator. He's the great I am. He is of this universe, and the flesh sometimes cannot manifest if God chose for it not to. God is always in control. Although we're given liberty, many of us want our cup filled, but we want to please what our flesh desires to. And God says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and all his righteousness. And all these things will be added unto you. Sometimes it may take longer than you want. Sometimes it may not be what you want. Sometimes it may be less than what you expected. But you just got to trust God, because he will provide you with just what you need. Yes, God will give you the house. He will give you the car. He will give you the husband or the wife. He promised us the keys to heaven, did he not? But the problem is, we want our cup to be filled, but we still want that neighbor husband or that neighbor's wife. We still commit adultery, fornication, lying, backbiting, hatred, and unforgiveness. And I'm sorry to tell you, and I'm not trying to be hard. I'm just trying to help you to understand that you got to maintain your soul. You got to do maintenance on your soul. You got to choose who this day you will serve. You got to choose if you want your cup to run over with goodness, or you want your cup to run over with the bad things in life. You got to, I'm sorry to tell you, if you got all of these issues, then you got a hole in your cup, and you're not gaining Christ. You're losing all that God has for you. And the only way to have victory in our lives is to play by God's rules. And he said we must live holy as he's holy. I'm not saying that you got to be perfect. I'm not saying that you got to go strictly by the book. What I am saying, when you recognize and you understand that you're falling out of the will of God, you must go to him and you must repent. You must get it right. God give us chance after chance. Remember when the disciples was asking Jesus, how many times you forgive? And Jesus said, 7 times 70. So when things come our way that cause us to be concerned, we need God help. How do we get it? Well, 1 Peter 5:6-7. It lists 2 important steps. And the first one is humble yourself. And the second one is to cast your cares on him. And that seemed pretty clear and simple, but yet some of us continue to struggle because we are holding on to our mess. We're holding on to our situation. We're still mad at somebody that did something to us 20 years ago, and they gone on, or they done died and left this earth, and we still holding that. Let that mess go. Maybe it's a comfort to you, and you don't know what to expect if you let it go. So if your way isn't working, why not try God's way? Because all of us would be better off if we learn to lean on God and ask for his help. And that comes by way of seeking Jesus and surrendering to his will. But as long as we try to do everything ourselves, God will let us. He won't take care of our problems, our worries, our cares, until we turn it completely over to him. And I mean just totally give it to him. And I know sometimes I go through my little situations, and I've been trying to hold on to it, and I've been trying to give it to God, but I've been trying to hold on to it because it's a certain way I want it done, and I already can't do nothing with it. So why hold on to it? Just let God take care of the whole situation, and you go on and do something else in your life and not be burdened down with that. The problem already done proved to you that you can't do anything with it, so why not give it to the one who can? Casting your cares on God don't mean you lazy or you irresponsible in your faith walk with God. It simply means that you have an unbearable situation that's bigger than you. and you need God to intervene for you. People will critique you when you say you're a Christian and they think you ain't supposed to have no problem. They watch how you handle the problems that you do have. But you got to understand, be a testimony to them. Be strong. And if you fall weak, so what? God will still see you through your weakness. Because when your cup is running over with God's goodness, we're rewarded due to our walking uprightly in him. And surely goodness and mercy will follow you all, not some, all the days of your life. If you're a Christian or a follower of Jesus Christ who go around burdened or weighed down all the time, something is wrong. We can't wake up every day and then be sad because of something that didn't go right. You got to give life a chance. You got to give a day a chance. You got to get up and pull your bootstraps up and say, you know what, I'm going to make it this day. This is the day that the Lord has made. And I'm expecting positive things to happen in my life. Sometimes the devil will come in and he'll say, well, take this. And so you'll say, okay, devil, I'll take this, but my God is bigger than this mess you trying to give me. Because of life issues, God has promised to hear us when we pray. Because Jeremiah 33:3 say, call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. Yes, we will have trials. Yes, we're going to have tribulation. But didn't Jesus say, be of good cheer? Didn't he say, I have overcome the world? Didn't God promise to sustain us? Psalm 55:22 says, cast your burdens on the Lord, and he will sustain you. Sometimes God allows certain situations in our life to teach us to lean on him and how to trust him. We must worship him. We must love him and acknowledge him with all our heart and to get the fullness of his glory. You know, to worship means to reverence or to bow down to him by submitting and obeying him in sincere adoration and love. We can't be worshiping him and thinking about our problem at the same time. Something's got to go. Either you're going to worship him or you're going to hang on to that problem and let it overtake you. But why not worship him and let that problem drain off of you and let it transfer to him for him to do the work? Because by the time you worship, you're going to have peace that overtake you like never before. But see, it's got to be mind over matter. You got to have a made up mind that this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to trust God fully. So sometimes Satan's going to still throw at you, but he can't really bring the chaos that he want to bring in your life because there is burial that's going to stand in the way. Some things may get by you, but you still got to stand on the word of God because, see, you are protected by the blood of Jesus. And I challenge you to get down on your knees before God and begin praising him because worship is a spiritual weapon. I remember they had told me how bad off I was in my sickness. And you know what? At first I said, Lord, have mercy, why me? And then all of a sudden something hit me and I said, why not me? Because, see, I want God to get the glory out of this. I want people to know that God is still a healer, that he's still around. Even though people denounce him and say God no longer exists, I want the glory of God to show through this sickness that I'm going through. I want the glory of God to show the supernatural miracle of healing that he's going to do in my body. And I had to get in a praise. I had to get in a praise war. I had to get in a praise war because I wasn't going to let it overcome me. I was going to overcome it. A warhead, a bomb you can use against the enemy. And that is in your worship and in your praise. And know that your prayers and worship will get you your heavenly authority. And you won't have to fight. God's grace and power can make things happen that you can bring about no matter how much you struggle. Your reward for being obedient can bring you so much. You just would not believe the reward. And sometimes we look at things and sometimes it's just little blessings. But we don't look further for the bigger blessings. Because in your praise, in your worship, the reward comes after. Because you have shown God that I trust you. You have shown God that I believe that you are who you say you are. I believe that you are the great I am. I believe that you are God Almighty. See, your reward for being obedient and following orders, it's going to grant you with blessings. It's going to grant you with favor. It's going to grant you with protection, promotion, and abundance of prosperity. And I know a lot of times people try to use that against you and say, well, all you look for is what you can get out of God. Well, God wants to, we his children. Isn't that what parents do? Parents take care of their children. They provide them with whatever they need. It's not about you being greedy or you just see God for what he can do. I mean, you're still going to honor him and you're still going to praise him. You're still going to worship him. But there is a reward that he's setting you up for. He's setting you apart so he can bless you. And I don't want people to try to tell me, well, all you see is what you can get from God. No, that's not all I see is what I can get from God. I see God and then I see what he has to offer me. See, God wants us to follow his commandments. He wants us to follow his statutes so we can live a fruitful and meaningful life. What's the use of living if your life is not fruitful, if you're not blessed, if you don't have favor, if you all the time down and out, living in poverty? We got to get out of that mindset. We got to believe that God says, I can have whatsoever I say. We got to believe if I trust and worship in him, that he will be my provider. As I observe the body of Christ, it just seems as if everybody is trying to critique who is right and who is wrong. And it does not matter, because you just have to study and show yourself approved by God and not by man. You can't let man alter what you should feel and how you should feel, how you should preach, how you should worship, how you should serve, who you are. Because it don't matter to them. Because at the end of the day, it's what God says that matters. And see, we have to stay focused on our Lord and Savior, who is the strength of our faith and who is the author and the finisher of our faith. And people are going to look at us and they're going to say things. They're going to envy us. They're going to be jealous of you. They're going to backbite. All of those things is the work of the enemy, and that's because they are not fully serving God, but they are serving, they say they're serving God with their lips, but their heart is serving the devil. And I just see it every day, and it breaks my heart. But I can't let it decide me up. I can't let it choose my character, or to change my character, or to change who I am. I am who I am. I am who God created me. He created me wonderfully and fearfully made. And I'm going to stand on his word, no matter what man see me as, because man didn't create nobody. God created me. And he purposed what he purposed in me. And I'm held accountable if I don't teach what the words say. And I know sometimes I might be a little hard, and sometimes people's ears say, oh, no, that's too much. But I'm not going to compromise the word of God to make someone feel good and encourage them to continue living in sin and allow them to end up in hell, because I want everyone to ascend into heaven with me when Jesus returns. And I know everybody's not, but as many as I can, I'm going to tell them about Jesus. I'm going to share with people how to walk uprightly, how to prosper in their souls, how to live holy unto God, to live fruitful and meaningful lives. And sometimes I may not be in the right standing, and maybe we can help one another. And that's what it's all about, helping one another. Don't watch your sister or your brother fall and then talk about it and laugh about it. That's not nice. That's not pleasing in God's eyesight, because we are all in this together. We all got to die together, and we all need to get along. I'm a vessel that's being used by God. And when I talk about sin, and when I talk about wrongdoing, I'm telling it to myself too, because I have to realize that I can fall weak too. My flesh can fall weak just like anybody else. And I'm not excused from wrongdoing, sin in my life. And neither am I sitting here judging other people about what they're doing, because I may be doing some of these things myself, knowingly and unknowingly. But I know that I can take it to the cross, and I can repent, and I can get it right. In the book of Matthew, the 26th chapter, the 39th verse, I'm almost finished, Jesus was telling his heavenly Father, "If it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as my will, but as their will." Sometimes our cup not running over with the things of God. Maybe we are not living holy. Maybe we are living in sin. Maybe we are not serving the true and the living God, and it will cause you to bear much suffering, and we can die spiritually. It's easy to die spiritually. Let somebody in the church say something to you or look at you the wrong way, or let somebody treat you a certain way, and then we suddenly die spiritually. But we say we are in a relationship with God. Nothing should turn you away from God. If anything, it should bring you closer to God. What is the solution? You confess, you repent, you connect to our Heavenly Father. Because when we do as our flesh tell us, we are out of the will of God. We must allow God to purify and strengthen our faith through trials and tribulation, because we're going to have them. Somebody going to say something about you. Somebody going to look at you a certain way. Somebody going to make fun of you. But know who you are. Know that you are a child of the living God. James 1:3-4 says, "Knowing that the testing of our faith produced patience, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." And by faith, we must keep our eyes on Jesus in the midst of trials, believing the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. I want you to understand today. I'm speaking in the right now dimension. And I'm going to prophesy the right now dimension, because it's already in position to be released to you. And some of you listening to this word on today, God is releasing some stuff for 2018. I don't know why it's a specific year that God, people try to make like, oh, it's the year of Jubilee, it's the year of increase. No, God is an all-time God. And he's releasing some stuff for 2018. I know it's already July, but God is going to be releasing till December 31st, 2018. What's for 2018? Then there is some stuff he's going to be releasing for 2019. But right now we want to talk about 2018, because I want you to know that God is speaking to me right now. And he's saying that all that's been held up, all that's been intercepted, all the layaway is being released. And it's going to reach its destination in the name of Jesus. God promised us in Psalms 23:5-6, he said, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all," not some, "all the days in my life. And even those days when it looked like nothing is happening, something is happening because the atmosphere has already grabbed a hold of it. And there's a certain time, sometime that is to be released to you. But all the days of your life, and you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Follow God. Let him prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemy. Let God anoint your head with oil for that protected assurance. Let your cup run over with his goodness and mercies all the days of your life, and dwell in the heart of the Lord all the days of your life, forever and ever. See, God will make sure that your cup will run over. He's going to make sure that it run over in abundance and overflow and nonstop. I declare and decree that every person hearing this message, that your cup is running over. I declare and decree that every boundary of the enemy works will be destroyed, and your cup with the holes will be mended and maintain the status of blessings that has been on hold to be released to you in Jesus' name for 2018. Amen. Closing in prayer. More gracious and Heavenly Father of the Most High, we honor you, dear God, because you are creator of this earth. We acknowledge you as our Lord and Savior Jesus for your presence, Lord, in this word on tonight. Oh God, and before I go on, I want to offer salvation to anyone who don't know you as their Lord and Savior. Lord, I just want to ask them to let Jesus into their lives, that he will pardon them for their sins, that he will make them brand new. Lord, I pray that they will surrender their souls unto you, that they will cleanse, that they will be cleansed and forgive, that they be forgiven their sins and that they be made whole. Father, I ask you to take control of our lives. Let us be obedient to you and live solely for you every day. Open our mind to happy thoughts. Make it possible for us to feel nothing but joy, love, and compassion. Take away our worries about the future, that we can rest in assurance that you got everything under control. Every money worry, every health problem, every job and pain that's afflicted upon us by corrupt and evil men. That our cups will run over, and you will not allow us to have holes in our cups. We will always put our trust in you. Lord, we believe in our heart, soul, and mind that all struggles in the present and the future has already been defeated. Lord, we declare and decree all the blessings that you promised us in Deuteronomy 28. There is no lack in you. You are giving us the increase. Thank you for the blessings. Thank you that our enemies who try to rise up against us will be defeated before us. They shall come one way and shall flee before us seven ways. I declare and decree that you will command the blessings in our storehouses and everything we set our hand on. Oh, Lord, I cover every blessing, every desire, every fruitful and prosperous blessing. Lord, I thank you this evening that our health are intact and by Jesus' stripes we are healed. Oh, Father, that we're walking in good health. Oh, God, you said in John that you wish above all things that we be in good health as well as our soul prosper. Lord, our bodies are the temple of your Holy Spirit, and we are walking in wholeness and in good health. And we just thank you this day, God. I thank you for every person that received this word on today, that they will let it continue to minister to them. May all the days of their life be blessed forever. In the mighty name of Jesus, I do amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Well, that concludes my word on tonight, and I thank each and every one, those in the chat room, those on the phone line. I thank you all for tuning in. I thank you for supporting me. May God bless you. Have a great 4th of July, the freedom of our country and the freedom that Jesus gave us to. And so I just want to say, I don't want to prolong your time. My time frame is 2 hours, but I don't need 2 hours. I just need enough time to get my word out and and relate what I'm talking about. And I pray that everyone that listened was blessed. And I pray that you will share this word with others. It will be in archives and blog talk. And you can listen to it after I close out. You can pull it up. And I will share it on Facebook. And I thank you so much, and I praise God for you. I praise God for me. I praise God for the word. I praise God that he even enabled me to articulate this word. And I am Prophet Shirley Kane with When to Walk with Jesus Ministry. And I just want you to be so very blessed and know that God loves you. He loves you so very much. And this is the end of my time. And I just thank you so much for tuning in. And I'm going to go out with this song by Pamela Mann, Take It to the King. And I just want to say good night to you, and may God just richly, richly bless you.
There's a praise on the inside that I can't keep.
Whatever situation you may be in, you can cast all your cares on the Lord, for he cares for you. You can take it to the King.
Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's all in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the King.
I'm tired, options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all turned out, hurt and abused. I can't face what's left to do. Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try. But still my soul refuses to die. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone to gaze upon playing these games. We need a word for the people's pain. So I speak right now. Let it fall like rain. Oh yeah, we're desperate. We're chasing now.